Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, the House of David Ministries, Inc., www.riversofrevival.com. Welcome to our show tonight, and as we continue on our spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, our lesson tonight will be on deliverance. God is the source of all victories and breakthrough. He is the source of our wisdom and understanding. His word, the source for our understanding of the warfare in which we are involved. Our warfare originates in the heavens. We bind what is already bound in heaven. We loose what is already loosed in the heavens. As we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world, some of you might be going through some difficulties in your lives and just don't understand what is causing or creating these problems. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer to break curses and casting out generational spirits. Let us pray. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I command all generational spirits that came into my life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. I break all spoken curses and negative words that I have spoken over my life in the name of Jesus. I break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over my life by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. I command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of my life in the name of Jesus. I break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all curses on my finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave my body in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, my family is blessed. I renounce all pride inherited by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against my life in secret in the name of Jesus. I break all written curses that would affect my life in the name of Jesus. I break every time released curse that would activate in my life as I grow older in the name of Jesus. I break every curse Balaam hired against my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every spoken word against my life into blessing. I break all generational rebellion that would cause me to resist the Holy Spirit. I break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in my nation, over my nation, in the name of Jesus. I break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to come into your presence as we proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m., and we encourage you to write to us if you have a question, or you can email us, and we will gladly respond to any questions that you might have. We will not be taking any calls, so we encourage you to write to us. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore on www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Our scripture will be taken from Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, ye therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth ye it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man dishonoreth or addeth thereof. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot dishonor, that it should make the promise of non-effect, For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture had concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up into the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we are speaking about the understanding of deliverance. One of the questions that is often asked by those seeking to understand deliverance is, can a person of more than one demonic spirit possessing, oppressing, or influencing them? The answer is absolutely yes. Not only can a person be affected by several demonic spirits, but it is these spirits' objective to get the individual to open up to other spirits to put them further in bondage. In Luke 8, verses 26 through 30, we have evidence of this fact. It reads, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which a devil's long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. This scripture clearly tells us that he not only had one spirit possessing him, but many spirits. When we endeavor to understand deliverance, we must recognize that Jesus Christ is the great deliverer. One of Jesus' purpose was to preach deliverance to the captives. Verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Jesus Christ declared the good news or gospel to those who were in bondage or held captive by the enemy of our souls, Satan. It was the anointing on his life through God, the Holy Spirit, that empowered him to set the captives free. It was the Spirit of the Lord that was upon him, causing him to be a deliverer of those held captive by the enemy. When he preached deliverance to the captives, the anointing that was flowing from him caused those who heard and received his word to begin to have the enemy's shackles fall off of their minds. When the Spirit of the Lord anoints you, your preaching changes. Your words are no longer words led by human thoughts. Rather, they now become words directed and empowered by the Spirit of God, or to set the captives free. It is important that we, the Christians, understand and embrace the fact that God is a deliverer and calls us to set deliverance in the land. We are called to do what Jesus Christ did. Let me make it more direct. You are called to do what Jesus Christ did. John 14, verses 12 through 14 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do. God is in the deliverance business, and you should be about your Father's business. Psalms 18, verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my eye tower. God delivered you so that you can go and do likewise by delivering others. Beloved, you have a legal right and have been commissioned to cast out devils in Jesus' name as believer in Jesus Christ. Mark 16, verse 17 through 18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You must believe to be a deliverer, following Jesus Christ's example. No faith, no power. No faith, no power. If you don't believe that you will cast out devils, thus setting the captives free, then there will be no liberty set in the lives of others by you. But if you are a believer in right standing with God, there is no prison that the enemy can fortify enough to stop you from liberating the captives, thus setting them free. Deliverers have a desire to defend and avenge those that are oppressed. They hate to see people pressed down and afflicted by an oppressor. It often causes the deliverer on the inside to rise up and take a stand against the oppressor with the intent to liberate the one that they hold down or imprison. This was even the case with Moses before he had the burning bush experience. Acts 7 verse 24 says, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended them and avenged them that was oppressed and smote the Egyptians. Whenever I see people in bondage to the enemy, in whatever area that they are held captive in, whether it be poverty, sickness, or brokenness, it causes the deliverer in me to want to tell them that the enemy that has caused the situation in their life can be defeated. Yet, before I can say this to them, I know they must be open to hear deliverance preached to them. If I do not preach this first, and they receive it, then I will get the same response that Moses got from those that he thought he would liberate. In Exodus 2, verses 11 through 14, which reads, and it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out into his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptians? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. You cannot deliver those you have not preached to, and who have not received what you have said. If they will not receive your preaching, then you cannot give them the tools to be set free. This is due to the fact that it is the word of God that enables them not only to be set free, but to live free also. This is why we see the programs that so many social activists who work in impoverished communities fail over time. You cannot give someone something that on the outside would look like it is removing them from the bonds of oppression, but over time we see that the oppression was not from without, rather within, causing even those things that are intended to liberate them to soon be oppressed. Deliverance must begin in the inside and then emanate to the outside. It is the word of God that can work on the inside of a person. We will take a short break and come right back. Once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I would like to remind you once again that we are not taking any calls, But if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. When you are ministering to someone who needs deliverance, you, as a person who understands deliverance, must be able to verbalize the fact that demons are affecting them, as well as what Jesus Christ did to remedy that fact. You should be able to give them understanding of how they got that way and how Jesus Christ's death on the cross and resurrection from the dead can afford them liberty from their circumstances. This is, in fact, deliverance being preached. The good news of what Jesus Christ did for them. We often speak of salvation through Jesus Christ, yet most Christians do not understand fully what it contains. To be able to fully explain it to others who need to be set free, the more you know of God, is the more the word and understanding you can give to the captives, which will increase their faith to be set free. Now, let us examine the word salvation from Acts chapter 4, verse 12, which reads, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." When Jesus Christ died on the cross and was then resurrected, he offered humanity the opportunity to be saved or have salvation. The Greek word for salvation in the above text of Scripture is pronounced soteria, meaning rescue or safety, to deliver, health, salvation, saving. Too many Christians see the word salvation and think only heaven, when in fact, this word gives us much earthly benefit. Not only does it offer us eternal life, but it also has within it physical and moral rescue, deliverance, health. Jesus Christ saved you from the results of all the evil works of the devil, both now and eternally. You are saved from demonic possession, demonic oppression, demonic influence, poverty, sickness, infirmity, as well as everything else that the enemy would try to put on you. Every part of you is saved. Your mind is, your eyes are saved, the next time you think of deliverance, I want you to think on the benefits of salvation. When you explain deliverance to others, explain to them the benefits of getting saved. Many people don't get saved because they do not understand the benefits. They often don't know the benefits because we don't know them or don't know how to verbalize them. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 6, gives some details of his benefits. It reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destructions, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Let the demon possessed, oppressed, and influenced know that it is through Jesus Christ that they can be saved, which includes the benefit of healing and the removal of oppression." Tonight, we would like to thank you for listening in to our radio show as we continue this spiritual journey and speaking about the understanding of deliverance. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. During his time on earth, Jesus Christ was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Perhaps tonight you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving you this invitation. What would you do? He is really inviting you to become his child or to recommit your life to him. I encourage you to submit to him right now. He is calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you a new life if you will only submit. Right where you are, please pray this prayer with me. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I am a new creation. All things have passed away. Now all things become new in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear friends, if you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you've just recommitted yourself to Him and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to speak through me to my listeners, and that the Holy Spirit will guide me to proclaim Jesus Christ, your Son, throughout the world, and to honor the Great Commission. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to minister to your people. And I pray, O God, as I continue my spiritual walk, that you'll cover me with the blood of the Lamb, and you'll protect me from the dangers of the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight, and I pray, O God, for a regeneration in my life. I pray that you block out all my transgressions in the name of Jesus. I submit to you, Father, and I lift you up, and I give you praise, and I honor your name. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us in His special favor, gave us everlasting comfort and hope, comfort your hearts and give you strength in every good thing you do and say. May the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times, in all ways. The Lord be with you all. May God, our Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord, give you grace, mercy, and peace. May grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God, our Father, and from Jesus Christ, His Son, be with us who live in truth and love. God has raised from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the great shepherd of the sheep. As a result of His blood, by which the eternal covenant is sealed, may the God of peace provide you with every good thing you need in order to do His will. Father, we thank you tonight as we continue on our spiritual journey, proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. I thank you all for listening, and I hope and pray that you will tune in once again to listen to our show. God bless you and have a good night.